This podcast is brought to you by Focus Camera, located at 895 McDonald Avenue. Visit focuscamera.com.
You're now listening to The Nosh with your host, the Kosher Guru.
What's up, everybody? This is The Nosh with your host, Kosher Guru, and Team Kosher Guru.
What's up?
What's up? What's up? This is a special Hanukkah edition here as we are live at Davri Sports Bar and Restaurant in Flatbush, Brooklyn, New York on Kings Highway. This is the all-new sports bar. And let me tell you something. Before we go into the show, I want to thank you very, very much for our sponsors, Davri Sports Bar. They were kind enough to have us here tonight. And this place is gorgeous. It's beautiful. Brand new. You come in. I don't know what you saw first, but the place is gorgeous. I'm telling you, the bar, the TVs, the menu is insane. Everything going down here tonight is legit off the hook. And it's Hanukkah. So everybody, happy Hanukkah. A Hanukkah Sameach. A Chag Hanukkah Sameach. A Freilich in Hanukkah. As we are here with our special podcast. And this is Team Kosher Guru. We are your number one media marketing company in the world, as we like to think. But you know what's going on right now? If you're following on Instagram, you're going to be following some amazing, I mean legit, amazing contests.
Insane contests. I like to say there are insane contests going on. I'm loving Hanukkah. Besides for the latkes, besides for the crazy donuts. The giveaways. Hanukkah is now going to be known for the Instagram giveaways.
Now, I think that we have probably the most insane giveaways going on all over Instagram at any kosher market. We just gave away this morning from last night's contest an 18-bottle wine cooler. Value probably a few $100.
Absolutely.
From L'Chaim Bartending. L'Chaim Bartending is from Lakewood, New Jersey. They are your premier bartending company for all of your simchas and everything. I met this guy over Shavuos last year up in the Catskills. Became a little friendly, and you know what? He always visits me when I do the tastings in Lakewood. Always comes in and always buys sausages. Always. Legit, always buys.
Does he realize he had to move to Lakewood?
Not yet. But you know what? I have to give a Carson talk because he always comes, he always buys, he always brings some friends.
That's nice.
They have this like chill on Friday, on Thursday nights down there. And for the chillin' or whatever they do, he buys, he stops, and insane. But you know what? An 18-bottle cooler, wine cooler, that somebody just won, insane. We have gift cards galore. Going on right now on Instagram is our $100 T-Fusion gift card going on right now.
I love T-Fusion. I love T-Fusion.
And you know what? There's no sharing. There's no nothing. Just like it, comment, follow. It's fantastic. It really, really is fantastic. So T-Fusion is right up there. Love T-Fusion, located in Marine Park, Brooklyn, New York. You could get a $100 gift card right now from T-Fusion if you go to the Kosher Guru Instagram page today. That means now. But if you listen to this on the radio, you're going to be a few days late, so we do want to wish everybody...
Apologize to the radio listeners.
Yeah, we do apologize to the radio listeners. But if you're listening now live on Facebook... What's up, Facebook? You can go... that's really it. Also, Meal Mart, Yossi, every single night, not one, but two, which is one full case of Yabchik they're giving away. So they are giving away Yabchik.
I know you're not going to believe this. It's 2017, soon to be in 2018, but year of 5778.
Right.
People don't know what Yabchik is.
How do you not know what
Yabchik is? People don't know what Yabchik is.
How do you not know what Yabchik is?
Torah, learn it. I know what that means. Now, Yabchik, people, I got a message this morning. What's Yabchik? I see you guys giving away Yabchik. I'll show you. My cousin from Israel, he goes, is it me? What is Yabchik? I see you guys giving away twice daily for Hanukkah. Yabchik, what is Yabchik? And I had to explain to this dude what Yabchik is. I was like,
how do you not know what Yabchik is? How do you not know what Yabchik is?
People don't know.
So I think you're going to have to tell us, what is Yabchik?
So Yabchik, for me, is a potato kugel with meat added to it. What's it for you?
That's exactly what it is. It's a potato kugel with meat. Flunk in any type of meat. Usually it's flunking traditionally. But that's what it is. It is a meat chulent. But not really chulent. It's potato kugel. But that's really, really what it is. Now, also, they are giving away... By the way, okay, so let me take a step back. Meal Mart is giving away every single night a case of Yopchik. That means every single night you can win two Yopchiks going on over there. Yes.
Yopchik City.
Yopchik City. Now, we also had Focus Camera. Now, I know how much you love Focus Camera, but we're not going to talk much about Focus Camera tonight just because we always talk about Focus Camera. But what someone just won, it was a $250 gift certificate to Focus Camera. Focus Camera, $250 gift certificate? That's insane. What were some of the other ones that were going on over there? Do you even remember? I know, but do you remember?
I don't.
You have no idea. You have no clue. No clue. Bison and Bourbon, $100 gift card.
Yes, I remember that one.
I feel like, by the way, I feel like this is like a shul, like auction or yontif, when we're calling out the auctions. $1,000, $50, $1,000. You know, we still have like
and it's not like $25, you know, gift certificates. So
no, it's not.
We're giving away like real swag.
This we're giving real swag. Even
real
quality,
value.
Quality frozen foods gave away an entire swag bag. Now, we're not going to talk about Daddy Sam's now. We'll talk about it later. But they had Daddy Sam's in there, Wonder Mills Flour in there. They had so many amazing, amazing giveaways over there going on.
We just used Wonder Mills Flour for the cornbread. Now, my daughter made cornbread. Wonder Mills Flour. We didn't have to sift this. Pre-sifted.
1 second. Your daughter made cornbread and you didn't share it with me?
I tried to.
Amy, what's going on over here? They made cornbread and they did not give it to me.
It was with the jalapenos and habaneros. I know how much you love the heat. And I tried
no
to send some with the CEO.
No
shipping handling charges to the Fancy Five Towns. The CEO didn't make it to you.
Fancy Five Towns.
It's a tariff.
Fancy Five Towns. What's going on? No, I'm okay. And then we have some other amazing gift cards coming up. But, oh, my good friends over at Burgers and Q, another $100 gift card that was given away.
I will say $100 at Burgers and Q will go a long way.
You can bring the entire family for $100, especially lunchtime with their lunch buffet.
Oh, my gosh. That, I think, is probably the biggest steal right now, that lunch buffet.
Yes, yes, indeed. The lunch buffet over there is probably insane. But you know what? It is Hanukkah time. It is definitely, definitely Hanukkah time. And let's talk a little bit about Hanukkah, because I don't know if you were not able to join me, but I was able to spend the first nights of Hanukkah down in Miami at KFC.
Welcome to Miami.
And happy Hanukkah. Okay, I'm not going to sing. I know.
No. That's when we cut it. First bar, and then we cut.
Then we cut.
That's
no
it.
Problem. Kosher food and wine.
Know your limits.
Kosher food and wine experience. Wizo, along with Royal Wine, hosted the KFW Miami event at the Turnberry Island Aventura. Gorgeous, and I mean gorgeous, hotel, and the event was amazing. Now, not only that, there were so many restaurants, so many caterers, bakeries from all around South Florida partaking in the KFWE, and then, of course, wines. Lots and lots of wines, lots of everything going down. We were enjoying so many wines. One of the highlights of the night was the Carmel Winery and Yatir. Yatir blew away. By the way, I really love the Yatir's Rosé, and I will have Rosé.
You're a
all
big
day.
Rosé fan this year. I'm not
going to
say you're like a hipster jumping on the wagon. I'm not going to say that.
Don't say it.
I'm not going to say it. No, Mrs. Koshigur is nodding about that. But I'm not saying you're a hipster jumping on the bandwagon, the rosé bandwagon.
Rosé all day.
The first rosé that I recall having was with you, and I was impressed. I was like, oh, it's a pink wine. I'm a dry wine guy, and that, you know, all that that goes with it. I tried the rosé. It was not bad. It was refreshing. And you know where I had a lot of rosé?
Right.
Kosher Fest.
Are you serious?
Kosher Fest, we had a lot of rosé. Thank you to the Happy Hearts people.
The Happy Hearts people, yes, 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 yes. That was a lot of fun. I think they even gave us like bottles of drink all day over there, literally all day.
Yeah.
But it was fun. It really, really was fun. But not only that, kosher food and wine experience, you have to say something. Last year, you remember last year at all?
I remember last year. It was a big crowd. There was a lot of good food. There was a lot of good wine, but it was a big crowd.
It was a big crowd.
Tell me about this year's, because we didn't even discuss it.
So this year's was a much, much smaller crowd, much smaller crowd. But part of the niceness, I don't want to say, I guess you could say niceness of the crowd, is that it was smaller. The hotel was bigger, in my opinion, but there were so many amazing, amazing restaurants there. Now, I am talking about a lot of restaurants, but my standout restaurant was Prime 41. Now, Prime 41 had the night. They had chicken and waffles. They had some, like, pulled beef over something else going on. But Chic Me Out Events, which is the premier party planner, event planner down in South Florida, designed their booth. And let me tell you something. It was smack in the middle of the room. It was beautifully designed. It was the number one restaurant booth to be at. Everybody was crowding around Prime 41. That was designed by Chic Me Out Events all night there. It was insane.
Were more people crowding around the Tower 41 booth or your suit?
A little bit of both. A little bit of both. They all enjoyed the suit. They really, really enjoyed the suit. There was a lot. And I told you, Carmel, there was my friend Amichai Lurie was there.
From Shiloh.
Shiloh, yep, he was there. Lots of great wines, a lot of fun Carmel wineries. I said Herzog Wines had a lot of great wines from California, from the Herzog Winery, from Tierra Sur. It was just a very, very awesome night. Awesome, awesome night over there. And it was great.
And it was on Hanukkah.
And it was on Hanukkah. It was on Hanukkah.
Great cause, great event, great night. That sounds like a win.
Yes, yes, indeed it was. And really, that's really what it came down to. We had a great night over there. Then we ran back home, and that was it. Also, Hanukkah time, I hope everybody is watching our Mayor K Hanukkah video, where we were searching for the best donut. We found ourselves at Pomegranate Supermarket. But instead of joining and eating and going out more and eating all the donuts, the best donut is the donut shared. So we really wanted to share the donuts with the entire world. And share the holiday simcha and the holiday spirit. So went down to New York City, and we shared the donuts with people who were less fortunate, the homeless, and we wanted to share the holiday joy with them and bring some spirit to them.
As much as I enjoyed the video, the first part of the video.
Correct.
And it was cute and nice.
Right.
The second half of the video, where you and Mayor went down to distribute, like you're saying, the best donuts, the donuts shared.
Right.
When you and Mayor went down to actually distribute the donuts to those less fortunate, you know, first off, to introduce donuts to other people from other cultures who don't know what donuts are.
Correct.
And two, to people who are less fortunate. You know, that, for me, was fantastic. That was my favorite part of the video. Other than Isaac Bernstein.
Oh, we all love Isaac Bernstein because he was directing us to where the best donuts were. Yeah. We love Isaac Bernstein. He is amazing. And that's really part of what we were doing. That's what we're doing down in South Florida and everything. There was a lot going on, and there's a lot going on over here. You know what? It is Hanukkah time. It is about the donuts, but it's just more than just the donuts. It really, really is more than just the donuts. It's Hanukkah. It's the time of light and the time of simcha. But unfortunately, more than that, there's other stuff going on, and there was a major tragedy in Brooklyn, New York last night.
Very sad.
Very, very sad. And unfortunately, the FDNY Foreign Marshal did conclude that it was due to the menorah recently. I know it's being posted all over. So we really do want to dedicate the show tonight to last night's tragedy. And we want to ask everyone to please say Tehillim for Shilat Ben Uzzah Aliza, Daniel Ben Uzzah Aliza, and Yosef Ben Ahuva Masuda. We do want to, you know, really wish everyone a Refuah Shleima there, Baruch Dayan Emes, for the family members that perished. And please, everybody out there, I know we're usually cheerful. We're usually on an upbeat,
mood.
But please, everyone, watch your loved ones, watch your children when you are at home landing camps. Make sure that the menorahs are not unattended, the children are not running around. Make sure that you really are watching everything, because it really, you know, there's a lot going on in everyone's household, everyone's life. But we really do want to make sure that, you know, everyone can partake in simchas, and only simchas. And that's part of what we love doing, is just sharing the light, sharing the brightness. And unfortunately, we have to dedicate tonight's show to that tragic family, I don't even want to call it an event, but unfortunately what happened last night in Brooklyn, New York, and my heart goes out to them. And that's really who we're going to, you know, dedicate tonight's show to. So unfortunately, Baruch Dynamics to the ones that perished, a real Refuah Shleima to the ones that are still in the hospital from that family. And we hope that everybody really okay. And I just want to thank everybody for tuning in to the first segment of The Nosh with your host, Kosher Guru. We'll be right back after a brief word from our sponsors.
looking for the best prices on all of your photography, video, electronics, computer, and office needs, check out Focus Camera today. Focus Camera, located at 895 McDonald Avenue in the Borough Park section of Brooklyn, New York. FocusCamera.com, 1-800-221-0828. Free expedited shipping in the New York tri-state area. Same day shipping on orders placed before 2 p.m. Call 1-800-221-0828.
Quicksilver Capital, providing innovative financing solutions that help small businesses grow and thrive. Quicksilver Capital provides a full line of innovative financing solutions that help small and medium-sized businesses in the United States grow and thrive. An alternative to traditional bank loans, which are often difficult to secure, Quicksilver Capital provides fast access to working capital at competitive rates with easy, convenient repayment programs. Quicksilver Capital experts have more than 30 years of experience in financing, sales, and merchant services. Founded in 2016, Quicksilver Capital is a privately held company based in New York. To find out how they can help your business grow today, please call them at 888-991-3131 and at Reisman's Bakery began as a family-owned and operated business over 50 years ago and is still a household icon for kosher food consumers across the nation. From our tantalizing Rugelachen pastries to our world-famous Hamantaschen, Reisman's Bakery offers a full line of specialty baked goods to satisfy the most discriminating palate. Reisman's Bakery is under the OU Kosher certification. Look for us at Kosher Fine Retailers today and enjoy us with your family.
And we're back. Part two of our amazing live segment going on at Davery Sports Bar, Kosher Sports Bar on Coney Island Avenue. King's Highway in Brooklyn, New York, near Coney Island Avenue in Flatbush. This place is amazing. The drinks are flowing. I'm having mojitos like it's going out of style. But we're here with the celebrity, the man of the night, Chef Menachem, the chef, the guy that makes it all happen. Menachem, welcome.
How are you? Menachem.
Good, good. So, Menachem, tell us a little bit about yourself. What's your background? What's going on? And what are you doing here at Davery? What's the whole idea?
Well, I started cooking when I was 16. Been working my way up since then. Just did sushi for the past 3 years. Now I'm working at this wonderful sports bar. Davery's named after the owner, Roman.
Right.
Coolest guy I ever met.
Roman's a cool guy. I just met him for the first time tonight. He goes, "Who are you?" I'm like, "I'm supposed to be." He goes, "Oh, you are? Okay, come on in."
The day I landed back from Japan, he calls me up, me and him are old friends. He calls me up, he's like, "Hey Jason, I'm opening up a sports bar. I know you just got back. I need you to come do this place." I'm like, "All right, you got it." I come in, he's figuring it out. Amazing things going on. We actually just made today, first sample, alcoholic candy.
Are you serious?
Alcoholic candy.
Just enough for Hanukkah.
You can drink on it. You will get drunk on it. The alcohol does not evaporate. It is amazing.
So let me ask you a question. I know the restaurant here is very, very new. Besides, the decor is gorgeous, the chill is great, the TV screens, the beer, the drinks. But someone coming for the first time, meaning literally they have no social media, they're like living under a rock somewhere. What dishes or appetizers or really anything would you tell them to try first?
First thing you want to come with is our breaded pastrami cigars. Ooh. And our cool beef tacos. Those things off the chain. Then, depending how brave you are, go for the Davery Wing Challenge. 8 wings with Carolina Reaper peppers. You can take down all 8 of them within 5 minutes. You get a free pitcher of beer.
Carolina Reaper peppers?
Carolina
He's going
Reapers,
for it.
Man.
He's going for it.
I have seen grown men cry.
Bring it on, bro.
Oh,
bring it on.
I've seen that grown man cry.
Often, by the way. My wife is here. She's seen me cry often, too.
Oh, yeah.
So, if you would have to explain to somebody, you know, listen, I understand it's a kosher sports bar. We get the bar part. But what is the menu like? Is the menu like an authentic bar menu? Do you have a little twist on it or something? What's going on?
We definitely have your typical bar food, but on top of that, we also have this restaurant-style food. We have the Davy Burger. That is a 10-inch burger from bottom to top, packed with meat, bacon, burger, vegetables.
You're getting me so hungry right now, you have no idea.
But we also have something for kids. We have a classic burger, just an 8-ounce patty, get some vegetables in there, fries on the side. We've had a bunch of people coming in here with their kids, full families. We actually had an engagement here a few weeks ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, a person proposed to his girlfriend here.
That's insane.
So this place, everything goes on it.
And
everything
what,
goes.
What are your hours of operation?
Our hours of operation are 12 o'clock till 2 a.m.
2 a.m.?
Saturday night, 7 until 3 a.m.
Oh, I know where I'm hanging out now. I'm coming down to Flatbush.
Yeah.
And you don't want me to move here, I'm moving to Flatbush.
You're more than welcome.
Oh, I am more than
You're
welcome.
You're more than welcome, bro.
We'll keep this between us. Once in a while, we throw private parties around here.
Are you serious?
Not everyone's invited. You have to reserve to get in. But when those go on, it goes to at least 4:30, 5 a.m.
Now,
how do people find those private parties, by the way?
Now you gotta speak to Roman about
it. You gotta hit Roman
He's
up
the man
on the
you
IG.
You gotta talk to.
But, you gotta slide into his DMs.
You gotta slide into his DMs if you want
you
that.
You are aware. You are aware he sings between us and like all like 300,000 people on the radio that are listening to this.
If they say Kosher Guru, we'll give them an invitation.
Awesome, awesome. Do you hear that now? And anybody who came to Davri tonight and mentioned Kosher Guru, you get 10% off your bill. There is so much going on over here. The drinks are insane. The drinks are delicious.
Amazing.
The cocktails
amazing.
And everything.
You have to try this new thing we just came up with. It's actually salted caramel dust going around the glass.
Really?
Yeah.
OMG, really salted caramel dust around the glass? Yeah. That is insane.
Only at Davri Sports Bar.
That's nice.
Only at Davri Sports Bar.
And it's almost like because of the caramel, you know, like the soup down the oven, Hanukkah time.
Exactly.
It's like, caramel.
That's why we came up with
it. That's awesome.
That's why we came up with it.
That's awesome.
That is very, very awesome. Now, also, we're here at Davri Sports Bar with the chef, Executive Menachem. Let's go check Menachem out a second. Now, also, what's up, everybody? You're on Instagram Live. That's Facebook
Instagram.
Live going on. Yeah, we got
Facebook.
So much going on. Got so much going on. Now, also, what are some of your favorite dishes? Forget about what everyone should try. What do you enjoy?
My favorite dishes, definitely the honey chipotle poppers. Can eat those all day.
Really?
All day, no joke.
Nice.
And you want to go for the hangover burger. You
hangover burger?
A fried egg on top of a burger.
That's very, very true.
Now,
and then for desserts, we have fried Oreos and churros.
Now, you mentioned the wing competition, Davri Wing Challenge, which, by the way, I'm up for, no jokes. I love hot food. I have tons of hot sauces at home. Do you enjoy hot food? Like, where do you come up with that? I'm going to do Carolina Reapers, make it taste good, because that's also the challenge.
So
having something heat and taste good is insane.
The hot wing sauce is actually made by our resident baker. And she came up with the idea to ferment it for 7 days. She was the one that came up with that. And it is just out of this world. But besides for being hot, it tastes amazing. Anyone who's had it, even the people who have cried, said that is the best hot sauce I've ever tasted.
Now,
no
that's
joke.
That tough balance. You know, the strike between the heat, the insane heat, and tasting
good. Because we're not just trying to hurt you. So,
yes.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Just a little bit. Now, out of curiosity, I don't know the answer. I don't know if you know the answer. Where does the name Davri come from?
Davri is actually named after the owner.
Really?
I know. Roman Davri.
Roman Davri, the greatest man to walk.
The greatest man
These
to walk.
These Dalai Lamas, this is amazing.
Oh, you better believe it. He put his blood, sweat, and tears into this place.
And you want to know something?
You can
show.
Taste
it
in
does
the
show.
Food, yep.
It does show and everything. And that's part of what everything is so amazing over here. Oh, you're rocking it out. You're doing an amazing, amazing time. I really want to wish you a Hanukkah Sameach, a happy Hanukkah. You know, joining us here on the radio, talking a little bit about Davri Sports Bar, kosher sports bar, of course. Because there is so much coaching going on over here. So any last-minute message you want to leave with everybody, how they should come here, check it out, anything?
Make sure to make a reservation, because I don't know if you can see it, but we're packed. The tables are open, already reserved.
That is amazing. Menachem, thank you so much for joining
thank
us
Thank you very
here.
Much. Have a good one, man.
I know you got to get back to the kitchen and start cooking all those orders and everything. And you
guys,
some of our orders coming in soon as well.
All right, guys. Good thinking. Thank you for having
thank
me.
You. Thank you so much for being with us. That was Menachem, the executive chef here at Davri Kosher Sports Bar on Kings Highway in Flatbush. And the guy is such a mensch. Such a mensch. I can't wait to have some of the stuff he's been talking about because I'm starving.
It sounded
starving.
Amazing.
Starving.
For me, the Davri Wing Challenge is where I'm going to be going, by the way.
The Davri Wing Challenge?
Will you be joining me?
I definitely will be joining you and watching you, but definitely not joining in eating you. That I will tell you.
I'm looking forward. For me, I have like this quest for good hot sauce, like really hot, good hot sauce. And you know, if he has Carolina Reapers that taste good, I'm sold.
Can you actually handle the Carolina Reapers? Well, that's another story.
We're going to find that, bro.
Are you really going to find out?
Yeah. I mean, we can go live. We can go on Instagram live. We can do Facebook live. We can go my wife is live.
We can do so much. But are we going to do Daddy Sam's live?
Shower with Daddy Sam.
Yeah, Daddy Sam. So I can't wait. We are going to do a... We're going to bring two dudes cooking back for that. Do a Daddy Sam's cooking thing, maybe with salmon. But we won't talk about that right now.
I'm excited for that.
We won't talk about that right now. But what I do want to talk about is a little bit on restaurant news that Kosher Guru was the first one to break in the industry today. It was exciting, exciting news. And I mean exciting news. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, absolutely. Not only do I know what you're talking about, but because I was at the main location in Manhattan... I guess it's the second main location. I know what you're talking about because my wife is in love with the place. Now that we've teased it enough, do you want to tell everybody what it is?
I do want to tell everybody what it is. We are talking about Bagel Boss and Mexikosher NYC coming to Queens on Main Street. Unfortunately, sad enough, but it's all the same owners, so we're okay with it.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, Berrylicious on Main Street will be closing its doors.
When?
Soon. Bedford and Main Street will be closing its doors.
Also soon.
And Bagel Boss and Mexikosher NYC are coming to those locations, and they did tell us they'll be open in spring 2018. That means this spring.
I want to wish my apologies to the people of Queens. My wife will be moving to Queens.
One second. Amy told me she's moving to the Five Towns.
Do you have a Mexikosher in Five Towns?
Very close.
No.
Very close.
She's going to be camp out like people at the Apple Store, the iPhone coming out like a week before tents. Mexikosher. She's going to have a tent with a little heater, with her food, a sleeping bag. She's camping outside Mexikosher, the new location, because she is in love with Mexikosher. No jokes.
That is amazing.
Am I right? Am I right? Give me
a right? Are you right? Are you right?
That's right. Insane.
Insane. So really, you know, that's really what has been going on in the kosher restaurant news today because it is going down. There's so much going down. But the biggest thing that we are talking about is Mexikosher NYC and Bagel Boss. Now, also, one thing that's very, very interesting is that this Bagel Boss, unlike any other Bagel Boss, will be under the VOD of Queens. The VOD of Queens will be giving a Bagel Boss a Hashkacha. This is the first time in history that Bagel Boss will not be under its current Hashkacha, which is under a Schechter. It's going under the VOD of Queens. And Mexikosher NYC opening up in New York City is insane. So, really, that's the show. That's what we want to talk about. I've never had
Bagel Boss, by the way.
Are you serious? I grew up going to high school having Bagel Boss. In Hank, in the high school, that's why I stopped there for breakfast all the time, but that's what we had.
I'm holding my hand up because I want your attention.
Yeah, I just
want
to finish my sentence.
I want the mic.
Mic's all yours.
Talk to me about Cronuts. I saw you post about those Cronuts. We're talking about Hanukkah. It's still Hanukkah. Talking about Cronuts.
So every year, if you live in the Five Towns, and I posted the past 2 years, you know where to go to for donuts in the Five Towns. Where do you go? You go to Chocolate Cafe. Chocolate Cafe is on Central Avenue in Cedar. It's owned by the Crone Brothers. And they make these small batches, all by hand, Cronuts with the croissant dough. It was like cheese. Melted chocolate caramel blueberry reduction, insane.
I saw that. I know, shocking. I follow your Instagram stories.
No way.
I know, right? And I saw you brought to your Rav.
Yes, he wanted something different. I told him that's it because the other donuts that are being sold by Zamek's Gourmet Glot are $6 and a little high for me because you get those same Zamek donuts at like Grand Food Marcus and Monroe for $2.50. The same exact one.
It's like matzah before Pesach.
Insane.
That's what it is.
Insane.
So I saw like the smile on his face, and he said that it was amazing, and I was like, that looked very cool. So I wanted to discuss that with you.
Oh, thank you so much, Jason. Mr. McLeod was so happy to have these donuts. It was his first time having them, and he was happy. So really, happy Hanukkah, everybody. Yes, that's thank you, Mazel. So anyway, I just want to thank everybody for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Nas with your host, Kosher Guru. I hope that you follow us on Instagram, on Facebook at Kosher Guru, on our Facebook page, Kosher Guru's Kosher Nation, Twitter at The Kosher Guru, Snapchat Kosher Guru, and check out our website, www.thekosherguru.com. Check out our restaurant directory that's up.
And YouTube,
of course. I was going to get to that because that is, as I always say, Spielberg's favorite media outlet, social media platform. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, Kosher Guru. Wishing everybody a Chanukah Sameach, a Freilich and Chanukah, a Chag Sameach.
Chodesh Tov.
Chodesh Tov as well. Shabbat Shalom, everybody. Peace out.
Peace.